Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the sideline by an author, memoirist, and professor. She's the 2019 McGee Distinguished Professor of Creative Writing and part of the Creative Writing Faculty at Colorado State University. Her latest essay collections, Sweet Nothings, Confessions of a Candy Lover. We welcome author Sarah Perry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Let's go beyond the mic. You start with one of my favorite candies, the Root Beer Barrels, and off you go with 100 essays sorted by color. Why did you start out with those Root Beer Barrels?
Well, you know, I wrote them out of order. I sorted them by color later, and the Root Beer Barrels one, because it had the story embedded in it of my first book and kind of how this book came about. So it just got chosen as the introduction. It didn't necessarily have anything to do with it being Root Beer Barrels, but I'm pleased to hear it's your favorite.
How did this book allow you to give your readers another angle of who you are after your vulnerable memoir, After the Eclipse, A Mother's Murder, A Daughter's Search?
So, of course, you can tell from the subtitle, it's a really sad book. It's about my mother who was murdered when I was 12. And I always knew it was the story that I needed to write first before I could dive into writing about anything else. I was really called to do it, and I felt really fortunate to do it. But afterward, I was really exhausted. And I was trying to figure out what to write next when it was 2020. And I thought, you know, like, how can I give people an experience that is still profound in some ways and still is saying some things, but is a bit more joyous, right? I'm really used to making people cry during readings, and it's been wonderful for me to make people laugh. But, you know, mom is still in the book, but I get to kind of celebrate the happier moments with her. So it is kind of, it's like After the Eclipse, like pushed through a bunch of funhouse mirrors.
Why has candy not only been a treat, a reward, but an inspiration for you?
Yeah, I think I just really focus on it and gravitate towards it. The idea for the book actually came from my partner, as people in your life will also often tell you what to write about, and you always say no, like, oh, you don't understand me, I'm more serious than that, etc. So I had resisted for a few years, but then once I tried, I realized, yes, I do actually have a lot of strange and really precise thoughts about candy. It just kind of came about naturally. I didn't realize I had been thinking about it as much as I was.
There's a serial killer vibe with, how did you come up with the idea to spin gummy bears around your mouth, then swallow them whole?
Well, it feels a bit carnivorous to be an animal eating other animals, right? And when you put a gummy bear in your mouth, you're eating the entire animal at once. You know, it's my opportunity to kind of have fun with it, I guess.
That's strange. Sarah Perry, author of Sweet Nothings, Confessions of a Candy Lover, joins us beyond the mic for The Rocking Eight. All this is, Sarah, is 8 random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay.
Favorite thing about snuggling with your cat, Ziggy?
How warm he is.
Book that you loved reading that wasn't yours.
Housemates by Emma Eisenberg.
10 words or less that describes Oregon.
Rainy, leafy, large, varied.
Poet that you love to read.
Rilke.
Sarah, how long did it take you to record the audio version?
3.5 days.
How many cough drops did it take?
Oh, 20.
Best score you last played Ticket to Ride, and did you win?
I think it was 125, and I did not, because we are a very competitive Ticket to Ride family.
Oh, man. Favorite thing to grow out on the farm?
Potatoes.
Now, what flavors would you like in an everlasting gobstopper?
Turkey and mashed potatoes.
Why?
It's the first thing that came to mind.
Let's sneak in a couple more with author Sarah Perry. Her book is Sweet Nothings, Confessions of a Candy Lover, and she joins us beyond the mic. You're working currently on 2 manuscripts. How do you bounce between the two and know where you are in both of them?
Well, I have the advantage of writing everything out of order. I wrote After the Eclipse out of order, too. So I just kind of write whatever I'm most called to do that day. I do create a lot of revision problems for myself later, but those are problems for later me.
You said, quote, I want to believe joy doesn't require blinders, unquote. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, what does joy require?
Joy requires focus, not blinders, but focus. Like, you have to decide during moments of the day or moments of your life to let in the positive, even though there's so much negative going on, even though there's so much pain in the world. You have to make it a practice to also focus on things that make you and those around you feel good.
How has your partner and your family helped you find joy?
Oh, they help me take myself less seriously. You know, my partner, it suggested I write Sweet Nothings, and it's been such a joy. And I think just, you know, being in the presence of people I love and people who love me remind me that, you know, we're all going to get through, and we're all like helping each other. I'm really inspired by people I love who are writers too, you know, being a teacher, my grad students and my undergrads, seeing them work to tell their own personal stories is really inspiring to me.
It's time for One Big Question with Sarah Perry, author of Sweet Nothings, Confessions of a Candy Lover, Beyond the Mic. How did your time at Columbia prepare you for the world? And what's the one thing you wish they taught?
Oh, I wrote a lot at Columbia, and I had really amazing teachers, and I had people who were world-class writers invested in me, and that made me believe that I could do it. I also had an amazing cohort in nonfiction of fantastic writers, and I wish they had taught me to fact check, because that would have made my first job out of grad school a lot easier.
She's a competitive ticket-to-ride player, grows potatoes out on the farm, and wants you to read Sweet Nothings, Confessions of a Candy Lover. Sarah, where can people find you online?
At sarahperryauthor.net and on Instagram at sarahperry100.
Sarah Perry, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.